the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Jessica, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good.
Are you, though? What's going on?
My sister is a lot to deal with.
Okay, so you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I have three sisters, and one of my sisters randomly decides to cut people off in her life, and for the last 6 months, it was me because she was upset that I sat her near the children during Easter dinner. Which I was not in charge of the seating, by the way, you wrote.
Okay.
And that I told her that frustrated is not pronounced frustrated. And that I have a good relationship with my dad. It feels like she finds any excuse to excommunicate with someone. And 6 months is a really long time to not be in touch with my nieces. I don't want a relationship with her where she blocks me out of her life for 6 months at a time. But my sisters and parents say that's just the way she is. And she's done it to them her entire life. I love my nieces and my sister. And I don't want to continue like this. Please help.
Wow. Super frustrating, huh? Have you had a convo with your sister to ask her what her problem is?
No, I have. I'm scared that she's just going to block me out of her life again. Like, I finally have just gotten on her good side.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, I don't want to bring it up now. And then she's like, freaks out on me. And then I don't get to talk to her again.
So from the time that she cuts you off, and it's super frustrating, to when she lets you back in her life, what is that transition period? Like, what causes the two of you to get back to being siblings, being cool? Is she the one that reaches out, or do you reach out?
Yeah, no, she reaches out. Like, I just try not to stir the pot and make it worse. And then sometimes she's like, hey, like, you haven't come over in a long time. You should, like, start hanging out again. I'm like, yeah.
So you just don't talk about it at all, like what the beef was?
Yeah, no, we don't.
I think that the rest of your family has figured out how to deal with your sister. And I just think that maybe you take it differently than they do. And it doesn't sound like this is, she's wanting to do any sort of permanent cutting of ties. It just seems like she gets pissy and then decides to not talk to you to punish you for something, because that's the way she deals with things. And then eventually she just tries to erase the whole thing by saying, hey, we haven't seen each other in a while. Why don't you come over? And you go over and you hang out like nothing happened. One, because that's your sister. And two, because that's how you deal with your sister.
Yeah. And like, that's what I'm supposed to do?
What else?
I don't know. Like, are you cool with it? It sounds like you're cool with it.
You can say, when you guys are on good terms, you can go, hey, listen, like, we are siblings. We're going to have disagreements. We're going to fight. But the thing that we can't do, and we got to make this commitment to each other, is if we have a disagreement or a fight, regardless of what it's about, we can't do 6 months. That's ridiculous. And just get the commitment from her to be like, hey, listen, we are going to fight. You are going to have days where you're going to want to walk out of the room and not talk to me. And, you know, you're not going to want to return a text when you're pissed at me. And I'm probably going to do the same at you. But one thing that we have to commit to right now is that we can't let this stuff go 6 months. We can't just both dig our heels in and keep separated. Like, we can't do it. And as long as I think that when you guys are on good terms, you can make that, knowing you don't have to never do that again. It just can't go 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really true. It's just like, it's such a long time to not be able to see my nieces. And it just breaks my heart that I'm so, like, everyone just tiptoes around her.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be the person that she decides to excommunicate with.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, can you give us another, like, example of, like, a petty reason why she stopped talking to you?
Or anybody else in the family?
She doesn't like the way that my one sister holds her baby all the time. So
Yeah.
Now she's like upset about that. So now
what she do?
She's
hold
like,
the baby upside down?
Like holds her, it's her own baby, or she doesn't like the way she holds your sister's baby?
No, it's her own baby, but she's just like, oh my gosh, she holds like her all the time and she's not going to be able to have a babysitter. And now like she's good with me, but now she's trying to like have beef with my other sister. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you guys are siblings.
Yeah.
And you just have to all commit to each other that this isn't going to happen for 6 months. And when you are pissy and you know that she's pissed at you and not returning your phone call, sometimes you're going to have to be the one to reach out. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to dig up that argument again. All you got to do is say, hey, listen, I got a couple hours free on Sunday. Can I come over and see the girls?
Yeah.
And just, and lead with that. And then that way she'll be like, yeah, you know what? You can come see the girls. And then she's going to be there. She's going to be like, hey, and you're going to be like, hey. And that's siblings. That's what you do.
Then you hold the baby upside down. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And real quick, before we let you go, I just want to understand the dynamic. Like, where in line do you and your sister fall in the birth order? Like, who's oldest, who's youngest, middle?
She's the second oldest, and I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's the only way you're going to handle it. The whole family has been dealing with this, and they've all figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frustrating, for real. Jessica, love you lots.
Frustrated.
Thank you. Hold on, wait. When you corrected her on the pronunciation of frustrated, were you doing that just to like throw in the little jab?
No, because all of her children say it too now. They're all like, I'm so frustrated.
You are really correcting her.
Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to help, you know?
Yeah.
That baby deserves to be held upside down.
That always goes over well.
All right, Jessica, hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Karen, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning, how are you guys?
Doing good. All right, Fix My Life time. What in your life needs fixing?
Oh my God, I'm dying in debt. I can use some fixing with that.
You already says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. Wow. Life is tough right now in the past few months, especially these credit cards. Ugh, can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Exactly.
Would love to get back on track. So how deep are you in credit card debt?
Quite a bit, like 4,000.
Okay, that's actually not that bad. I mean, it's terrible.
Really?
It's terrible. Well, believe it. We've talked to people that are in like the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, so what are you spending your credit card money? Like, what are you buying?
Right now, it's basically groceries. It's one of those times that the husband hasn't had any work because he's in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I work for General Motors, so we've had some time off with Christmas and some park shortages and stuff. So it's just been a bit of a struggle. And a lot of it's just groceries and everyday living.
So you're using credit cards to just live, right? Like you're not buying things that are lavish that you can't afford, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of people though, Karen.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the credit card statements, when they roll in and you got to make the payment, are you making just the minimum or are you trying to go above and beyond?
I always try to go above. It's just been a little bit difficult the past few months.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's tough. When do you see yourself sort of getting, you know, like do you have any word on when work is going to come back around for your husband or when you're going to go back? Or like do you sort of have a timeline?
I'm back to work now, but his work is always up and down because of construction with the winter. It's kind of very difficult.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, this has been, I think, 1 year now where it's been really bad, but not the past few years.
Right.
Right? So hopefully, we're hoping by the end of February, maybe March for him.
Have you tracked, like, what you're spending your money on in terms of, I know you said, like, basic kind of household necessities and food, but have you been tracking all those items that you're buying, like, on a weekly or biweekly basis?
Not really.
Maybe see if there's anything that you could cut out or, like, if you guys are ordering in. Maybe you like scale back on that stuff and throw that money that you would spend on, you know, ordering dinner for the family towards the credit card debt.
Right. That makes sense. So, yeah. There's some takeout here and there.
Okay. Now that you're back to work, right?
Okay.
That is what you make. So you no longer have access to credit cards. Okay.
Okay.
So now that you're back to work, that is what you make. So you have to figure out what you guys spend and what you earn, and you need to budget to be able to, you know, keep your apartment and buy groceries, but you cannot rely on those credit cards anymore. So now you got to look at what kind of money you're making and say, okay, this has to feed us. It's got to keep us in a house, and it also has to go towards the credit cards. So those credit cards now are not an option to do your basic life needs. Okay.
Right.
So you have to figure out how to do all those things with the money that you actually get every 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Okay. Don't rely on the credit cards anymore. Now that you're back to work, they're not an option. The only thing that they are there for is to get paid down.
Totally understandable. Hopefully my husband gets back to work sooner than later. And
yes.
And then things will be a lot better for us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Otherwise, this is going to put you guys in a massive hole when he does get back to work, and you will still have nothing. You'll still have, you'll be in the exact same position. Only both of you will be working. So the thing is right now, spend the money you earn. Don't put it on. Don't put it on credit cards.
Does that help, Karen?
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, all right.
All the best. Thanks so much for reaching out.
All right. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay. So my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Vinny, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Yo, guys, what's going on, bud?
Vinny is when I say Roz and Mocha super fan.
Yeah.
Vinny is like one of our day ones.
What are you doing on FML, Vinny?
Who's going to be a daddy? Me.
Hey!
Nice.
All right. Okay, yeah, here we go. You were right. Says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. So I'm about to be a father and would love some advice from two fathers on what to expect. What are the first moments feel like when you hold your baby? What's the best way to change a diaper? How was the first time when you had to change their diaper? How did you cope with the sleepless nights? Was it scary giving them their first baths? What should I prepare for? All this fatherly stuff, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's new territory for me, so I'm just like, ah! But to even add more to the FML is my wife's been on birth control for like 10 years, and then, boom, this came out of nowhere.
Wow. Oh, so this wasn't a planned pregnancy?
No, it wasn't, but it is a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the same situation you were, dude. Once there's a kid in your life, it doesn't matter how it happened. Like that's the sort of great thing, right?
Yeah.
I love learning new stuff. And so for me, it was the transition from having no person in my life that I have to change their diaper to suddenly having something in my life where I had to change the diaper.
Yeah, multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. I became so competitive with it, like with myself, like of how fast I could do it, how efficient I could do it, where I could put everything in the room that would make it easier for me. And like when I would go in, I'd be like, it was like a Formula One pit stop, right? I was like a pit crew. And for me, that's how I did it, where I was like, I never looked at it like a hassle. I always looked at it to just like try and beat my best.
Right.
Right.
I think, you know what, man? People figure it out like quickly. I mean, super, super fast. You know, you got to change the diaper. You know, nobody else is going to be there to help you with it. And you figure it out. Like every single thing that you're going to experience from the time that that kid is born, you guys are going to figure it out immediately, especially your wife. It's crazy how women just by instinct, even with their first, they just know, man, they know you guys are going to be good.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I figured out there's sort of like no playbook or a set of instructions ready to follow. You just got to go with the flow.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though. You're going to get advice. You're going to hear things from like all sorts of people, right? Or you're going to ask for advice. And it's going to be either like a bunch of the same, a bunch of different things. And at the end of the day, it's going to be like what works for you. And you're going to figure out your own way, your own method, your own kind of style of dealing with things. But, you know, honestly, you guys are going to be good. You're going to be good.
All right, man. Thank you for that.
The sleep thing, that's a different story.
There's no getting around that, right? But I think that you'll find out what kind of person you are, because I think there's two kinds of people when it comes to babies. Those who are bothered by screaming and those who are not. I fall into the category of it never bothered me. I could do anything with a screaming baby in my arm. Like I could cook, I could still sit there on my computer, I could do all of that stuff. Like it never bothered me. I was never like, the kid is screaming, I have to get her to stop screaming, and then I'll be able to concentrate on something else. Like it never bothered me. Where I know other people who had kids where it was like, that then became the mission, is to try and figure out why the kid is screaming and get it to stop screaming so you could continue on doing what you needed to do, right?
Yeah. I think, honestly, Vinny, you guys are going to be good.
All right, man.
All right, don't sweat it, man.
And the kid doesn't do anything for like a real long time, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They sleep, like, they poop.
Wake up, sleep, that, poop.
Eat, yeah.
They don't move.
Feed it.
They stay where you leave them. Like, you got a real long time of that.
You guys are having a boy, right? Did I see on your IG you guys are having a boy?
Yeah, man, we're having the boy. Our buddy Trix did the reveal for it. So
yeah,
that was pretty cool. Still,
hey, how does your wife feel about the penis? Because I'll tell you, Catherine was. We thought at one point we were having a boy, mm-hmm. and she was quite nervous mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to have to clean poo off a penis.
Oh, right.
Like where she was like, that's sort of gross to her, right? Uh-huh. Like she didn't want to look at a penis as anything other than, you know,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
now,
yeah.
And then having a boy changes all that, right?
Sure.
Suddenly you have to mother a penis, uh-huh. right? Like you're in charge.
Yeah,
you're
just
in charge
deal with
of
it, man.
I know, you just deal with it. She was nervous because she didn't know how she was going to react.
Got it.
She may have just been fine with it,
uh-huh.
but she didn't know. That was one of the sort of big mysteries.
Yeah, well, Bianca's actually, she did ECE for a little bit and did work in a daycare, so she does have an experience a bit.
Gotcha.
But she's actually really excited to have a boy, and it's kind of something that she's kind of always wanted first.
Yeah.
And we both did, so it was a great surprise that we're having a boy. So we're super thrilled, excited, nervous as hell, you know?
One thing I know about Vinny is that Vinny is a huge wrestling fan,
oh,
right?
No.
So yeah, Vinny and I will go back and forth on DMs every now and then. Vinny was actually at that wrestling nightclub the other night.
Were you?
Kicking it with Maria and Shem. Yeah. So my question for you, Vinny, and you don't have to say the name, I just need a yes or no, but is your future son's name, has it been picked out? If so, is it wrestling related?
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. We were legitimately talking about this.
Yeah.
No word of a lie. Yesterday, like, what do you think of this name? What do you think of that one? So the two ones, I'll tell you because I love you guys, was either Roman or Cody. I'm not
yes.
even
kidding.
All right.
Wow.
Roman or Cody.
All right.
And we looked up the meaning of it, and I think Cody meant something that has to do with, like, light of your life or something she looked up.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe. And considering we met Cody, too, at that house show in December. Okay. So that was pretty cool.
Okay, well, congratulations, Vinny.
All right, all thanks, the best to you guys. And Bianca. You guys are going to be fine, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Much appreciated.
Right, we'll homes. Check in with you. I want to find out the baby's name once he gets here, okay?
I'll DM you it, trust me.
All right, brother, much love.
All right, much love. Take care, guys. Bye. Whoa!
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Natalie, girl, it's Dish. It's Roz and Mocha. It's Fix My Life. Why are you here?
Good morning. I am here wondering how I can live in a house with different music tastes.
Natalie, you wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My 12-year-old daughter has been searching for a passion. Her friend brought her to a Megadeth concert, and her love for guitar and metal began. I now have a 12-year-old trying to put on dark black makeup and rock out. Fine with me if that's what she wants, but how do I put up with this? I'm a Britney Spears and NSYNC type.
Oh my God.
How do I help her on this journey when I couldn't be more of a polar opposite?
Natalie, but isn't that like how things go? Like your musical tastes are always going to be completely different from your parents?
I think so. I mean, my parents were 60s, 70s, you know, that country pop style.
Okay. So what bothers you?
I'm more the mainstream.
So what bothers you? Is it the fact that she also doesn't like more of the poppy stuff, or is it that you don't like that hard metal type music?
She is my only daughter, and I have no idea how to relate.
None. We're in another shift right now. There was a good 15 or so, 20 years when millennials were younger and some of the millennials were old. Like, it was where what happened was there was a period of time where parents and kids were listening to the same popular music. We never had that when I was a kid. You had times where kids would go into school and they enjoyed the same music as their teacher. They played the same video games as their teachers. They had a lot in common. And that was a good 20-year run, right? Now we're out of that again. Now you're seeing that kids are finding a bunch of stuff through social media and everything else, and the parents just can't relate. And what a lot of kids are finding is older stuff. My kid finds older stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, Mocha, just in case you're curious as to what her 12-year-old daughter is into, if you could turn me up for just 1 second.
I don't know anything. So, who is it? Megadeth?
So okay, imagine you are a Britney Spears NSYNC fan, and your kid is into this.
Okay, not too bad so far.
Not too bad.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, this is the road we're going down? Oh, wow.
I thought exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to live in that house, though.
But when you hear that all the time.
My dad was not really into music at all. I think maybe he had like a couple big band records, like Frank Sinatra stuff. And I was into this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like me and your 12-year-old listened to the same music when I was 12. Right?
Honestly, her personality reminds me of you. She's hilarious, but she just like... the stuff that comes out of there, nothing that I'm enjoying.
The only thing I can say is that you have to make peace with it, right? Mm-hmm. You have to make peace. Headphones are a good thing. Buy her a guitar, do all that stuff. Encourage her. But I will say, just from hanging out with metal kids when I was a metal kid, metal kids often in high schools are like the smartest, closest knit, loving, accepting people that you're going to find in any sort of peer group. So don't let the music sort of judge. I mean, if she wants to wear dark black makeup at 12, I mean, I don't know what you do about that. That's a mom sort of decision. Yeah.
What were you like at 12 years old, like with your folks, and like the topic of makeup came up?
I was more of a tomboy. I played sports. I took that route. So even my mom and I mean, we didn't see eye to eye. My mom was not the physical sports type.
Yeah. See?
So we had our differences.
Yeah. It's the cycle just keeps happening. It's just like a different thing right now.
Have you thought, Mocha, what you would do if your boy grows up to have just a completely different taste of music than you do?
Not really.
No?
No. But I'd be fine
Are you trying to influence?
No. Like in our, like there's music playing all the time in our house.
Gotcha.
Right? And it's a big mix, mainly like pop music.
Gotcha.
And if I ever am listening to like a hip hop album, one that I really, really like, I will go and find like the clean version of it.
Okay.
And play it. But like listen, when I was growing up, my thing was like hip hop, R&B, dance hall, and I used to play it like very, very loud at home. And it was not anywhere near the kind of music that my folks listened to. Maybe like some of the soca stuff was more in line, but it was like very aggressive hip hop, right? Much like this aggressive like Megadeth that you're listening to at home, Natalie. I'm sure my folks weren't, you know, pleased, especially with the amount of curse words and stuff, right?
Yeah, because you did not have the clean versions of those.
No. Who wanted the clean versions of those back then, right? No, thanks. But listen, it all worked out. Listen, your kid's going to have different tastes and different things, and you just got to live with it. You got to encourage, and you got to be cool
with
it, okay?
Is she a good kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Changer for the world.
You're proud of her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think you're a good mom?
I mean, I let her go to Megadeth.
Yeah. No, you're right. My parents let me go to Megadeth when I was like 12, 13, 14 as well. But yes, if you're you're proud of yourself and you're a good mom and you got a great 12-year-old on your hands, Megadeth is not the end of the world.
I guess I'll take it.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine, Natalie.
Sounds good.
Hey, Natalie, before we let you go, I got one quick question for you.
Sure.
Just to make things on the up and up. What's your favorite NSYNC song? Because I want to play it.
My favorite NSYNC song? Oh, gosh.
Or from that era. Let's say NSYNC, Britney, whatever.
I got to go Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, okay.
Your original.
Done. Wow. Just for you.
That was the one that I think that started it all.
Love you, Natalie.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.